coming up on KSDP News, Unalaskans have repealed the city's ban on commercial marijuana, and the city council is set to certify election results tonight. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. Unalaska voters have overturned the city's ban on commercial marijuana, but it'll likely be a long time before anyone on the island can sell pot legally. After the city council banned all types of pot businesses in February, voters answered back last week by passing a referendum that repeals the ban. The measure was approved by 54% of the vote. That means, technically, it'll be legal to start a business cultivating, manufacturing, or selling pot as soon as the city council certifies the election results tonight. In reality, though, commercial marijuana sales won't come fast or easy to Unalaska.
Let's say a cultivation facility or a retail store wanted to open in Unalaska. How would those places get product to sell? How would they ship it to testing facilities?
Jason Brandes is a lawyer and professor at the University of Alaska Anchorage, who specializes in marijuana law. He says transportation and testing are major obstacles to the development of a commercial pot industry on the island or anywhere in rural Alaska.
There are a number of federal laws that govern transportation through the air, transportation over water, that really limit the ability of people in communities off the road system to transport marijuana into and out of those communities.
And as long as entrepreneurs can't get pot products to the island or send them out to get lab certified, Brandy says there's really no answer as to how Unalaskans can start selling marijuana. But while the industry waits in legal limbo, Assistant City Manager Aaron Reindeers says the City Council can prepare for the day it might become possible. She says the Council has already cleared the only state-required regulatory hurdle by creating a marijuana committee.
But what they could do is consider additional regulatory factors like zoning, hours of operation, or sales tax.
And that could take some time. Reindeers says any new pot regulations would have to go before the council and through public hearings before they are adopted as city ordinances. A proposal to increase sales tax would also have to go before voters.
My hope is to get that conversation going because, yeah, I mean, it's the right thing, right, to have that guidance out there early, you know, so people can make more educated decisions.
Tonight is the city council's first session since voters overturned the commercial pot ban. There's no mention of marijuana on the meeting's agenda, but councilors are expected to certify the results of last week's municipal election, including the referendum. The city council meets tonight at 6 o'clock. Top scientists from around the world gathered at the White House last month for the first ever Arctic Science Ministerial. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, scientists considered how they can improve research on the climate change and how they can better share their findings with residents of the Arctic, especially its indigenous peoples.
I think the science community is doing a better job of incorporating traditional knowledge into the work that they're doing.
Craig Fleener is a Gwich'in Athabaskan who serves as Arctic Policy Advisor for Alaska Governor Bill Walker. Fleener attended the ministerial and a couple of side events involving meetings with leaders of Arctic Indigenous Peoples organizations and the scientists and policymakers. He says he's encouraged by the sessions, but he believes the scientific community should take the next step beyond just acknowledging traditional knowledge to actually embracing it.
Better solution to just asking folks for a historical perspective and what they know of the natural environment around them is having folks who are dual trained in the Western science realm and the indigenous knowledge / traditional science methodologies.
The head of one of the indigenous peoples organizations represented at the ministerial agrees.
If you want the whole picture, you have to have both science and traditional knowledge.
Jim Gamble is executive director of the Aleut International Association, which represents members in Alaska and Russia. He says it could have been better if the scientific community had invited Native peoples to help set up the event.
The one criticism I might level a bit is that none of the indigenous representatives were really involved at all in the planning of the meeting. And I think a little bit of effort to involve indigenous representatives in the actual planning would have gone a long way.
Gamble says he and other participants made that point clear to administration officials, and he says he's confident the indigenous people's representatives will be much more involved in the second Arctic Science Ministerial to be held 2 years from now in Finland. I'm Tim Ellis.
The forecast is out for next spring's Tuyak herring fishery, the largest of its kind in the state. As KDLG's Dave Benninger reports, the Department of Fish and Game is taking a conservative approach to managing